Hi, friends. Welcome to Happily Even After. I'm Life Coach Jen, a certified life coach that specializes in relationships. I'm a mom of four awesome kids and one amazing son-in-law, a home decorator, a remodeler, a shopper, a scrabbler, and a snuggler. I want to help you with your relationships, mainly the relationship you have with yourself, your family, and God. Thanks for listening and letting me share the tools I have learned that can help you live happily, even after some of life's greatest challenges. Hey, friends, welcome to today's podcast. I was talking to a client yesterday and we were having the discussion about scarcity and abundance. And I just love this topic. And with coaching, I have learned and come to understand this topic so much more. And I really try to focus on living an abundant life. And I think I've always done that, but I definitely have found myself in scarcity many times. And I think when we hear scarcity and abundance, we automatically go to money, and which is for sure, you know, many people live in scarcity with money, regardless of how much money they have. I mean, there's a million multimillionaires that live in scarcity. And then abundance, there's people that, you know, live paycheck to paycheck, but live at a very abundant life. So it's really a mindset. So for sure, money is a way to pay attention to see how you're feeling with scarcity or abundance. And it's so interesting because my daughter was texting me and she's created this travel business, which is so awesome. So if you need help, it's Where To Next Travel. And she's on Instagram and she's traveled all over the world. Her and her husband just got back from England. And she had a customer that thought she was booking a cruise or something in Italy, like a boat excursion, and it turned out to be a bus excursion. And this, she was angry. She was very disappointed. And, you know, my daughter is new to this. And anyways, we were talking, and of course she didn't look at it. The customer hadn't looked at her itinerary and didn't notice it, and it was too late to cancel. And so I just was like, you know what, let's err on the side of generosity and maybe split the cost. We were talking $150 that this lady was up in arms about. And here she probably took a $10,000 trip to Italy. So I'm like, she for sure was living in scarcity. And even though here my daughter is newly married, I'm like, let's err on the side of generosity. Let's split it with her. And you can feel good. Who knows whose mistake it was, but she feels like it's for sure your mistake, but let's split it. And then she can move on her way and never do business with her again. But I just think it is a mindset, because sometimes people get fixated on the $150, and she could have totally gone on this probably amazing adventure that day, but she was so mad that it wasn't on a boat and instead was on a bus that she just said her day was ruined. And so that's her problem. But I just pay attention to find out, was it worth that? And how can you be more abundant in your thoughts as opposed to scarce? And I think time, I know for women especially, well, probably for all people, we all have sometimes come up with scarcity of time. And it's interesting because we're all given 24 hours in a day. There are some people that tend to get a lot more done if we're comparing, which we shouldn't do. But if you're just looking in general, like, okay, wow, how can they get that much done? And looking at you and figuring out, because I know I in my life have said, oh, I just don't have enough time. There's just not enough time. And guess what we do? We don't get that thing accomplished because in our mind, we've created scarcity of time instead of thinking, oh my gosh, I have plenty of time. I have lots of time. I'm going to totally get that done. And so I think it's just a mind shift switch and to pay attention when you find yourself saying, I don't have enough time. I don't have enough money. Because what you're creating, your thoughts create your results. And so if you start switching that, see if you get more things done. I'm guessing you will. Another one is things. I have Right now, I'm down to two storage sheds and my garage. And so I recently got my garage floors epoxied. And I mean, do you need your floors epoxied? I don't know. But it looks really nice. And I really like the kid that did it. And so I wanted to support his business. So I did this, but I've had to take everything out of my garage. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, what am I going to do with all this stuff? And so I really tried to focus on letting it go into the universe. There's someone else out there that probably needs these skis. I've noticed, okay, I have four kids and myself who have skis, but we have like seven different skis and boots and things that are too small. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to put those out into the universe, take them to like Goodwill or Desert Industries or sell them on Facebook Marketplace. But keeping them is just taking up space and really also my mind space too, which is so valuable. So pay attention when you're holding onto things. We tend to have lots of clothes in our house. And kids outgrow clothes, styles change. We all love clothes. And so we're always buying new clothes, but then we have these piles of clothes. And so instead of thinking like, oh, what if I'm going to need those again someday? Or if you've lost weight or gained weight, keeping your old clothes, I promise you, like, if you can focus on getting rid of, donating, think of someone else you're going to be helping, it's going to be so much more freer and so much more abundant. And you're going to be able to free up your mind space and have more abundance as opposed to scarcity. Like a person that's a hoarder, they have scarcity. Even though they have all these things, it's like they're worried if they let it go, they might need it in 10 years. And then if they donated it, then when they need it in 10 years, then they're not going to have it. But have faith in yourself that if in 10 years you still need the snowblower or whatever, that you're going to be able to buy a new one and it's going to be okay. So I just think it can alleviate a lot of stress and just create so much more in your life if you can do that. I think another one is sleep. A lot of people, I never get enough sleep. I'm not going to get enough sleep. And then you're at 3 a.m. I had this happen to me the other day. Our dog was barking. I had to wake up early. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to get enough sleep. And guess what happened? I couldn't sleep. So I didn't even get, I got less sleep because I was thinking about and stressing about sleep. What if you just had the mindset that you're going to get the exact amount of sleep you need tonight? And chances are your brain's going to calm down and you are going to get the right amount of sleep. Friends. I don't have enough friends. What if you create the perfect amount of friends in your life and the perfect amount of social activities? What if you get to create that? I've loved watching my daughter build her friends, and maybe that's not the right word to say, but create friends in her life when she didn't feel at one point in her life that she had that many friends. She has some really amazing quality friends. And I have seen that in my own life too. And I've talked a lot about this, about friends, but creating friends. And sometimes, yeah, you could have 100 acquaintances, but what if you have like 5, 10 really solid good friends? I think that is so valuable and so important and very abundant. It doesn't mean the amount of friends makes it abundant or scarce, but it's the quality, I think, of friends. When you pay your bills, are you thinking about it like, ugh, I have to pay my electric bill? Like you freak out about the money but I am so grateful to pay my electric bill. Like I do not want to live in a time that we do not have electricity. Like if my power goes out for 10 minutes, I'm like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? And you don't have internet and the world seems to fall apart. So think abundantly when you're paying your bills, your car, like if you have a car payment, thank goodness you have a car. There's many times in this world that women didn't have cars. Like I'm so grateful I have a car. I'm so grateful if I have to pay taxes that I made enough money to have to pay taxes, because that means that you are making more money than most people in this world. There's some people that don't pay taxes. They get refunds because they don't even make enough money. So you could look at it in negative and think of all the good things that our taxes do. There might be some not great things, but focus on the good things. Our roads, the police, the fire department, all those things that keep us safe. Another one I thought of, I think there's lots. Pay attention in your life. Like, where am I scarce and where am I feeling more abundant? I think tipping, we eat out a lot. And I think nowadays, even like the fast casual places like Costa Vida or Zao, or they all ask for a tip. And I know that is irritating for some people, but I always tip something because I am really grateful that I didn't have to cook the meal, that they're taking time to prepare my meal. And I am grateful. I know that they're making a certain amount of money. I have no idea how much they get paid per hour, but I'm just really grateful. Like, thank you. It's a way for me to say thank you to them for preparing my meal. And sometimes a tip can go a long way. So you can be mad, like, oh, they're just taking more money from me and they didn't do anything to deserve a tip, but they showed up for work that day. They're preparing your meal, whether, you know, it's at a sit-down restaurant or a, you know, fizz, you're just getting a drink. But I just always think that's a way to live abundantly. So just paying attention. Another one I thought of is buying a home. I think last year at this time, I kind of bought my house maybe last May, but it felt like I had to make a decision in a day because there was all these homes, they were going quickly. It was really a scarcity mindset, and I hated that. But luckily, I found an amazing home. But looking for a home, pay attention to what your brain is thinking, because I promise there's always going to be another home, another car, maybe even a better one. What if the one you thought you wanted wasn't necessarily the one that you end up with, and the one you get is even better than the one that you were thinking you had to have? So when you feel scarcity come and like panicked and like, oh my gosh, I have to buy it now, or there's never going to be another one. That's not true. There's always going to be a home for sale. There's always going to be another car. There's always going to be another shirt, a pair of pants. So when you start going into scarcity, just remind your brain, it's okay, brain. It's going to be fine. There's going to be another house. And it might be a better house or a better car than what you had before. So I think this is such a good concept to pay attention to yourself, to get onto yourself when you're going into scarcity. Think, how could I think abundantly right now? What would abundance look like? How would abundance feel? Because I promise it's going to feel so much better. And you're going to create things in your life that you couldn't even imagine possible when you start thinking abundantly. You're going to have enough clients. You're going to have the right amount of clients. You're going to make the right amount of money. It's going to all work out. There's not a lack of, if you're thinking of business, there's not a lack of money that people are willing to pay for whatever you're selling or providing. There's always going to be someone out there. You just haven't found them yet. So thanks so much for listening. If you need help in this area or any other areas, I would love to help you. I'd love to work with you. I love working with my clients and it brings me so much joy, but I know it is something that we all need help with. We all need help with our brains because our brains sometimes go into default, go into scarcity. And so if you need someone to help you with that, I'd love to be the one to help you. Thanks so much for listening today. If you want to learn how to live happily even after, sign up for my email at lifecoachjenwithonen.com. Follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Happily Even After Podcast. Let's work together to create your Happily Even After.